Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
Change Close, a movie I've just seen. I'm driving home. So I went to see my mates. They're all sort of party poopers, but I'm sort of pleased that I saw this particular film, an Australian film, called Danger Close. Now, it's unlike a US war film where there's sort of a single hero or standing up against the establishment. It's just, you know, a gritty Vietnam engagement. So let's put it into context. In the Vietnam War, Australia was involved, I think, a little or at the same time as the United States, probably a little bit earlier, and so we had warrant officers, advisors there since 63, 62. I think the French were still in there when we were there. And we know this because some of the VC Victoria Crosses are from warrant officers who fought in Vietnam. So it's hard to know. But this is a story of Long Tan in 66. And it was just an amazing thing. So it was Delta Company. So there's four companies in a regiment. So there's a regiment outside there. There was one of the companies was on leave, so there were three companies, an APC company, and really another company was at... So really there was just two combat companies out there, and Kiwi Artillery. And to this day, amongst certain people only, there's a time for when things aren't going your way, and there's this saying, it's time for the Kiwi Artillery. And you definitely saw it in this film. I'll be back soon. And can I say, it was just a withering 2.5 hours, and I'm just an emotional wreck after watching it. Partly because I was trained from 82 to 97, or something like that. You know, real long time in the Army Reserve all through my career. And what tended to happen is that you tended to be trained by Vietnam vets, and they tended to go through this battle that was fought time and time again in different things. So the little PAM you have given as a corporal, you're not expected to remember everything. So there's this little waterproof pamphlet which opens up to give you instructions on how to construct defence-wise and the meeting. Yes, so you can give any corporal instructions, and they'll produce the same sort of earthworks and telephones and stuff. So all the stuff I had trained with initially was Vietnam era stuff, the M60, the SLRs, stuff like that, and my godfather. And so the uniform was exactly the same, and of course the officers and sergeants that were training me were ex-Vietnam, and we had these things where we'd have a company or a section go out, and they would radio in that we have, we're under fire. And of course, this is the same thing exactly that happened, that we sent our Australian base was mortared. They neutralised the mortar base, and then they sent one company out, and then a company to relieve them came out, a D company came out. And so D Company apparently was the most inexperienced, but they had a commando officer, a major in charge of it. Now, in general, I think it's sort of strange because I don't know how that went, because you generally have lieutenants in charge of platoons. So you have four lieutenants and one captain. So I don't quite know how the major went out there. And so in terms of absolutely intense thing, of course, that they weren't doing the field craft as we were trained, and, you know, we sort of, this battle has had a huge effect on Australia. So during the Vietnam War, we lost 50 people in combat and 18 people in the major battle of the Vietnam War that Australia had, and that was Long Tan. And we were just Australians completely exposed, and far out. They would have the trumpet call and just masses of people coming across, and it just, you know, we would, you know, like, it's sort of like we're still, or the training I had was all focused at it. It was only towards the end did you focus on non-jungle warfare and peacekeeping and stuff like that. It was, you know, it was still an electric sort of, it's one of the most electric things that I think happened in Australian culture. And this is by this film called Danger Close. Now, I don't know how it would look to foreign eyes, and whether you in the United States or other countries want to see this movie, but for me, you probably won't appreciate it, but it perhaps is worth going to see, because if you're listening to this podcast, a lot of the themes, the discord themes, are inside Australia at the moment. It's a lot of other things going on in Australia, but there is definitely, amongst just a very few select people, this innate leadership. And to a certain extent, my rehab is innate leadership, i.e., you're down, or, you know, you're going to stay put, you're going to look after your assets, you're going to hold your ground. There's this song, "You Can Take Me to the Gates of Hell, But I Won't Back Down." Oh, I've got the Heartbreaks, Tom Petty and the Heartbreaks. I only know that because I've just recorded it for things. And this is the idea of when you have a threat in front of you, you don't break. So you have this huge army. You know, there's this just nightmare, the big Vietnamese army. So it was 18 Australians and 2,000 Vietnamese, but most of those were killed by Kiwi artillery and, you know, obviously defence. If you're attacking, you will lose more in attack, and then in defence you... It was just very, very hard. Now, the interesting thing is that of the 18 people they did it then, there were about 4 19-year-olds, 3 20-year-olds, and the rest were 21. That's sort of how young they were, just green recruits and conscripts. That is, people who didn't, you know, this is just people off the streets, and how they fought, I just don't know. But they would have had a year's army training first to go up there. So, and that would be a sort of more, and of course they had artillery, and so they had to, at certain stages when they were out of ammunition, just call the artillery on themselves, and of course that they were down in little hollows. But this is still in this rubber plantation, so things have changed. Yeah, so look, if I could say Danger Close, if you're overseas, would I recommend seeing it? I think it's, I just don't know whether it would translate. Look, I think it was respectful at the end, because they showed all the, you know, the people, the battlefield and everything, and then the 18 Australian soldiers all dead, all in a row and covers, and you got this personal story of one soldier was shot, and then they showed you footage of the actual soldier and the actual person, and they have cast them physically so they look exactly the same. And although the look, if I can say the I know there's theatrical acting for it, so there had to be, you know, in one shot, everyone in one shot, and everyone came together and they fought in a tiny little circle. So you know that at least that they're spread. You know, a section would have a front 100-120 meters across, and not 10, not 30 meters across as it showed in the movie. So for me, yes, it was a highly intense thing. I don't know if overseas, if you want to see this film called Danger Close, and it obviously will still show you how sort of crap the Australian support was. You know, their smoke grenade didn't go off when they needed an airstrike. What are you doing here? Okay. And then their comms went out with a lightning strike, and you know, they had this old comms strike. This is, I think, really interesting in terms of laying out comms in for an army section and stuff like that. Has sort of helped me in laying out the comms for a factory. And that is sort of like two lines, central line, perimeter line, communication to get across, and redundant. So there are some sort of fundamental issues here. Now, what's going on here? Cowdery Street, there is this big delivery truck ahead. I'm about to get home. So, for someone who's, you know, been through that much training, it's sort of very gut-wrenching, although it's sort of, I think people have actually been in it. They've been sort of back to Australia and torn apart, and they're not through an academic. So I've lived another life on top of that, to add it. But it's sort of definitely mixed in, and I'm definitely pleased that I had the spunk to just say, oh, no one's going to look after me, I'll go and see it myself. And it was indeed a gut-wrenching film. In that time, I don't know how long it is, that length of the film gives you the length of time it takes to drive from the Penrith City car park up the mountains into the hidden valley of Glenbrook. So we're there, and look, I definitely feel the thing, and you will know. Oh, look, it's only, look, I'd say, look, you're looking at a 0th of a percent. Yeah, so it's not, if you use, like, if you say, call in the Kiwi artillery, you'll go and get it. The other thing is relief by the RAAF story there. I think that is actually true. There's a lot of animosity against the RAAF for not providing for it. You can imagine a single machine gun at 600 metres in the air coming down. You would be able to fire up against it. So there's a story about the RAAF. What I don't quite understand, the stories I heard was that they were actually reloading the base, the magazines, and dropping the actual magazines loaded down. So I think that resupply is there, but there's still that the Australian story about all, you know, the execution of what's vitally needed is held up by egos, intense communication training. And this is very much true today. We have pretty much a clear mission in Australia, and that's to educate ourselves to get ahead of the pack. Yet we've got these internal competing forces. If you went back to the movie, you had the Colonel Townsend wanting to glorify, wanted to place himself in the frame. And I think a lot of people, I think that ingredient of the self-focus and mixing that into the story can mean such a complex results come out of it. And similar to that in Australia, we don't execute because there are too many people strutting their stuff, thinking about how important I am, without taking the fight up. So what can I do? I for me personally, and this is no recommendation for you, it was a fantastic movie, absolutely gripping movie. If you can imagine all those years and time, and I just can't explain how certain cues just shuttered straight into you. But from foreign eyes, it will be interesting to see. I think the dynamics, stuffing up the Australian performance some of the energy of that era still penetrating through in just very fine fibres going forward in Australian society. And you'll know from watching this film, if you ever do, called Danger Close. I don't know, it would probably run a day overseas. I don't know. I would imagine it would be a complete flop for the United States. They would say, hey, what's the universe? What's the plot? What's the room? There are no women in it. It's a complete, let's do a film about this page in history. So I can't imagine it doing well overseas. But if it is overseas, and if it's a cold day, and I don't know, people are rioting in the streets for some reason, you want to watch it, I would recommend watching it, if only to know what it means to at least a few select people in Australia when we say bring in the Kiwi artillery. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.